Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Did you notice me? Damn, Ebro.
Yo.
I'm just reading about Kid Cudi. He went on Twitter and he said, "I'm sorry, guys. Like, I broke my foot today on the show at Coachella. Leaving the hospital. Never broken a bone before, so this is all crazy. I want to thank you for your concerns and well wishes." Man, never breaking a bone and then breaking one later on in life. Oh, God. Because I feel like when I see kids breaking, like, an arm or whatever, it was, like, nothing. Now it's like, oh, man, you're down. You're down.
Well, see, all that emo music he was making all this time, he hadn't really even been through nothing. Now write an album. Now feel some pain.
Oh, God. I was going to say, wait, have you broken a bone? But I forgot about your knee. But was your knee broken? Does that count?
Nah, I mean, well, I chipped a bone in my knee.
Chipped?
So, you know,
have you ever broken a bone, like had to rock a cast?
No.
Yeah, it's never happened to me either. Knock on some wood. I've never actually broken a bone. I don't want to. So.
Yeah, I don't want it.
I'm good.
I'm cool. Good. But people say it's not that bad, though.
Ugh.
Like, they say, like, well, healing-wise, it's like it's a set time frame. It's not like a sprain where, like, you sprain something, it's like, you know, that can go on for months.
Right. Yeah.
A break is like, okay, boom, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, heals up, you're back.
Right.
You know, obviously, depending on the bone, I think it, you know, if you break your femur in your leg, is more dramatic than if you break your toe.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming that breaking that toe. Woo!
No, thank you. No, thank you.
You know, or like if you broke a rib and it's like hard to breathe. Oh, LLJ Cool J.
No,
LLJ Cool J.
I remember kids in school, they would take off their cast, their arm was all smaller than the other.
Yeah, get the atrophy.
Oh.
Yeah. Man, I don't know what's going on, but I'm feeling like I might as well smoke a joint because I feel, is it the allergies?
Bro, yeah. It's everyone. I feel like everyone's suffering from allergies right now. It's the time.
Your like, my face is mad swollen.
Really? Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Not like, no, it feels swollen. I don't even know what I look like.
Okay.
Right now.
Yeah, my eyes were on fire this morning, too. I washed my face, and I was like, oh, I put some drops in my eyes, too.
And then my eyes was on fire last night.
Yeah.
Speaking on fire last night, let's go Knicks.
Let's go.
Yo, you see my Knicks?
Yeah, sure.
Yo, you see my Knicks?
Bang, wow. Bang, DiVincenzo.
Bang. Yo, Juanito, you'll be proud. Maybe. You'll be proud of me. I was telling somebody the other day, I think it was like Saturday.
Okay.
Was that Alvin Ailey? You know, my daughter is in the program there. Issa's in there. Okay. And I was talking to one of the dads, and I was like, yo, the Knicks got this. Like, look, and he's a Knicks fan. And we was like, here come another dad. Like, oh, no, you know, I don't know. And I was like, bruh, watch. I was like, watch DiVincenzo. Watch. Watch Hartenstein put in some work against Embiid. They need this. Last night, you saw it in effect. Actually, both nights.
Back to back, yeah.
But last night, DiVincenzo with that dagger at the end. And that Hartenstein rebound, that offensive rebound.
You know, there's a part of the game that I saw that McBride, one of the players on the Knicks squad, was tussling with the ball with Maxey from the Phillies.
Yeah.
Or for the Sixers. And he ripped the ball like you do at the playground.
That's right.
I was like, oh, no, we want it.
And this is what the Knicks faithful wants right here. There's a hard-working, scrappy team, not afraid. So, wow. Look, the lines is open all morning, man. If you just in the car, you know how, like, when you hype off something and it just hits you and you're like, go Knicks! For no reason.
I love it.
Just call us and we'll let you get that off.
Let's go.
You know what I mean? For the Knicks faithful. Also, you know what? Might as well let the Rangers call in too. Rangers fans.
Why not? New York is on fire right now. And the playoffs is an amazing energy.
Man, listen. Everything except football is moving. Also, call right now if you want to get down with Laura Never Loses. Laura, what are we giving away?
We got tickets to see Future and Metro.
Aye.
And their We Trust You Tour August 15th at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Ticketmaster.com is where you get your tickets.
Okay.
We got you right now. We got a pair.
On the line, we got Jackie and Michael ready to play. Jackie, good morning.
Hi.
Hi,
Jackie. Hi, how are you?
We're good. Where you at? Where you going? What are you doing?
I'm on a boat going to work in Brooklyn.
No traffic yet over there, huh?
No traffic.
Is that, yo, can we have real talk? The Belt Parkway is beautiful with no traffic. I really like
it. It's beautiful with no traffic.
I really like it. I really like driving on the Belt with no traffic. And then when the traffic comes, it is the worst experience.
It takes me an hour and a half to get to work with the traffic.
Bruh. And without traffic, how long?
25 minutes.
Wow. Isn't that crazy? That's crazy. Michael, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
We good, man. Where you calling us from? What you doing? What's going on?
I'm on my way to work right now. I'm in a...
Let's go.
Let's go, DiVincenzo.
Let's go. Yo, tell him, Michael, you accept me as a Knicks fan now. I'm in.
Got to. Gotta win the playoffs.
Yo, the bandwagon got some space when it's time to get this energy going for the playoffs.
That's right. That's
got
right.
To.
You know what I'm saying?
You go to, if you go to the Garden, you're a fan.
Psst, listen, let's go. Not that I go to the Garden, but I'm just saying, let's go.
All right,
Jackie, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Styles in the game that lives up to its name?
Laura.
Laura. 60 seconds on the clock.
Let's do this.
Juanito's going to struggle with questions.
Absolutely. Why not?
Questions.
Let's play Laura Never Loses. Here we go. Juanito, you got to bring the phones down as low loud.
Sorry about that. Who has come out saying he has a fall guy from the 99 show?
Ebro.
Huh?
I think what you're trying to say is Shine.
Yeah, correct. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Now we have to figure out the question.
There's a two set of questions that I got recently. So I'm like, all right, make sure I got the right ones. Which massive country has 20% of the world's forest?
Ebro. Brazil.
No.
Oh.
Laura?
Oh, wow. I was going to say that, too. Okay, so.
I know.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I'm going to go.
How much time does she get?
Oh,
3, 2, 1.
Oh, my all
God.
Right.
Country.
No.
Canada, huh?
No, it's Russia. Russia. In which
Russia?
City did 50 Cent launch G Unit films?
Ebro. Shreveport, wait, Louisiana. We did that yesterday.
What is the name of the evil sea witch?
Laura. Evil sea witch.
What he said?
What is the name of the evil sea witch in Little Mermaid?
Ursula.
Wait, how'd you finish the question when you she?
Yeah,
she said actually, sea witch.
She's being polite. I had to, you know.
What? That's not how it works, man.
Listen, if she's polite and she acts nicely, I'm
no. Gonna if she says her name before she's you finish the question, nice. You don't get to finish the question. Laura, speak up. He's breaking the rules and you're participating.
Yes,
cheater.
You know, you have to stop.
Well, everyone cheats
question.
For Laura,
but
so why
him
not?
Say sea witch. So the sea witch is. I'm assuming it's Ursula. So I was gonna go with Ursula, but this is a mess.
Right. It is. But even wins, though.
Yeah! Okay. You heard it.
A mess.
What are we giving away again?
Oh, my
Metro
God.
And Friends.
Yes. Tickets to see Future and Metro Booming.
Yo, Jackie, sorry about that. Why, you know Juanito sucks when it's time.
Jackie,
I mean, he's
I'm
terrible
sorry.
At a lot of things, let's be honest.
It's okay. Thank you. It's okay.
She's pissed at you, Juanito, because she heard that.
Heard what? I didn't hear anything. Knicks won. Listen, Knicks won last night. That's all I care about.
Yo, Michael, you got tickets to Metro Future and Friends, Brooklyn.
Let's go. Listen, you could tell Jackie I got two tickets. I got one left for her.
Oh.
Ooh.
Sounds like a date, Jackie.
It sounds like a date.
Whoa. Ooh, wait a minute. Now, I have to say a disclaimer here. This is, you're on your own here, Jackie. We do not know Michael. We have not vetted whether or not he is a safe individual or not. He seems like a nice guy, but we don't know him.
I think I can handle myself.
Ooh.
Okay.
I like that.
Wait, do y'all know each other for real?
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, I'm just making sure, man. Look, y'all, we'll put y'all on hold. Y'all can give each other instant. No, Juanito, they cannot exchange phone numbers with us. They can change their little Instagrams or whatever. And figure it out from there. But we not, you know, it's crazy people out here. I'm not acting like I know people.
True.
You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate y'all for listening.
Thank you, guys.
Right,
thank
y'all,
it sounds like y'all going to have fun at the concert.
Oh, yeah.
Be a good show.
That's right now. Be careful now. Right to the gurus, Jackie. You know what I'm saying? Or Curved or whatever. If things, right, you know what I'm saying? If you need some correspondence and support. Or write to Curve, too, if he flakes on these tickets so we can blow up his spot.
All right. All
right, hang on, y'all.
All right.
Makes me nervous.
I know.
Am I wrong to put up the disclaimer
like
that?
No, you're
playing clean
and safe, yeah.
Listen, well, I don't know that, man. Y'all just blind dating to a concert. But I guess, you know what? If you're going to go to a blind date, a concert's probably a good.
Yeah, I mean, it's
public. Uh-huh. You meet at the show. You know what I'm saying? It's not like don't let nobody pick you up and all that. Get where you live and all of this. Meet at the concert at the front.
All right. Well, listen, Ebro. With all this beef talk, everyone's fighting everywhere. We need to celebrate the greats. A Tribe Called Quest and some of our favorites will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So
we'll go through some of these names, man. And, some of these messages made me a little emo. And I'll explain. We'll talk about it all coming up, flashing lights.
Listen, it's a sunny, beautiful day. All day. The high is only up to 60, though, so bring a jacket. It looks like Wednesday sun is happening now, too. High 70. Sun throughout the rest of the week. And no rain in the forecast from what I'm seeing today. Thank you for joining us. It's Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Good morning.
97 minutes commercial free. Coming up next. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step to me.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Oh, it's Ebro, it's Lauren, it's Rosenberg, Sonny. Sunny is the situation. Good morning. Thanks for waking up with us. And now Laura Stiles is going to tell you some of the goings-ons in the flashing lights.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles.
Tribe Called Quest and Mary J. Blige are among those set to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as part of its class of 2024.
Yeah.
Now, they're joining Ozzy Osbourne, Cher, Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, and Kool & the Gang. Now, Mary J. Blige went on Instagram being like, beyond grateful, incredible, God has the final say. Thank you to my fans. But Jerobi wrote, wow. And he added Q-Tip and Ali Shaheed. He's like, we did it. Fifey, we got you in the Hall of Fame. I wish you were here. I know you're watching. He's like, to all the questers, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you.
Love you. Love you guys. Everybody, Mary J., Tip, Jerobi. Rest in peace, Five, Ali Shaheed. We love you guys. You guys are great people.
Yeah, man. So they're going to be officially inducted later on this year. The ceremony is airing live on ABC, then being available on Hulu the following day. So, you know, among those nominated for the induction this year but did not make the final cut were Mariah Carey, Sade, and Eric B. and Rakim.
Wow. They didn't make it, huh?
Yeah, but I'm sure it's probably
they're
going to
make it. They're going to make it.
Yeah. But that was sweet, right? Like, you know, I was like, Fifey, we got you in the Hall of Fame. When I was reading that, I'm like, man, wish you were here.
That's nice. Well, Rosenberg and I were talking yesterday because I went last year to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
And it was really fun. Shout to my team over at Apple, some people are on the board, and then Questlove is very active with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Okay.
But I hear this year it's in Ohio, in Cleveland, where the actual Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure I'm going to make it to Cleveland, guys. Last year was like in Brooklyn.
Right.
I could do Brooklyn. Cleveland?
Cleveland? I don't know. We shall see. We shall see. But yes, congratulations to everyone. That's your Flash and Light report. Time is 7 a.m., a high of 62 degrees today, and alternate side parking is suspended for Passover.
Happy Passover, everybody.
Happy Passover.
I think last night was the Seder, right? Or is it tonight?
Ebro, you're the Jewish one.
I mean, I'm not really practicing like that. I always forget, too.
I'll
tell you one thing I wish. I wish more people did Passover with our Jewish brothers and sisters because, you know, they talk a lot about slavery and they talk a lot about, like, you know, how to treat people. And, you know, obviously there's a lot of hypocrites in every faith. Yeah. But you know, I think it's just very interesting because, you know, slavery obviously being so much a part of Black Americans' trauma here in the United States. It'd just be an interesting revelation, I believe. An interesting
the overall
connection.
Message
yes,
is great.
Yes,
and conversation. But yes, happy Passover to everyone.
Coming up, congratulations, you played yourself, Ride or Die. We also have Curves. We also will beat the buzzer next hour. It's a lot going on. And go Knicks! If you're ever feeling compelled, the lines are open. And just come call up and scream, go Knicks!
Oh, God, no.
Why not, man? The Knicks are up 2-0 in the first round against Philly.
All right.
You know it's Philly in New York. Laurel, I don't know why you're acting like this.
Because, yo, the phones are going to be lit with just everyone yelling. Just,
go New York!
Go Knicks!
Go Knicks! It's Ebro, Laurel Rosenberg. Good man.
WQHT FM HD1 New York 97 minutes commercial free.
Coming up next.
Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning on Hot 97.
Commercial free. None but hip hop.
97 minutes non-stop.
Coming up next.
Hot 97.
Sensational. I'll tell you what doesn't feel sensational, that beef that Chris Brown and Quavo got going on.
Right.
That feels very unsafeable.
Yeah.
That's what that feels like. Especially Quavo put out, did you guys hear what Quavo put out in response to Chris's situation?
I started to listen to it and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to chill off of this for a second. I think I'm good.
Well, I'll tell you what. The internet is hitting Quavo with this button right here.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big willy talk, hop, you're playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
And, it's not that good, Quavo's. It's not that good. It's not that good. Quavo's made a lot of hits. Made a lot of hits. Chris Brown's is better. However, there's a line where Quavo basically says, keep, takes name out your mouth and makes a threat. And that's not what you want. It's not the type of, it's not the type of threat you want to be making.
I knew I was going to get there.
It's not good. Somebody needs to de-escalate this. Back in the day, people would meet with Farrakhan, and Farrakhan would step in and de-escalate. I don't know if that's still the thing to do or if Farrakhan's paying attention, but we need a de-escalator here.
Yeah.
You know, beginning this... This beef scene, it was very personal from the beginning, Ebro. Yeah,
like, it's been personal, you know, yes.
This is nothing to play with, so.
Yeah, I'm not having fun with this one.
Yeah, nah, it's not fun at all.
Not having fun.
So let's get this straight, though. It's over girls, though, right?
From what we all understand, yes. And it goes back to
Carucci?
Well, yes, I think so.
Leave that poor girl alone. I just don't understand.
And now also
up.
Sweetie.
Yes.
Sweetie's involved too, posting DMs and, you know, Chris Brown alleged that, you know, he laid him down, smack him, yak him.
Yeah.
And yeah. Sweetie didn't deny, but she was posting DMs from Quavo yesterday.
What?
And then.
Something is.
Yeah. I mean, look, I knew I was going to get, it just wasn't good when Chris was talking about him getting in fights in elevators, and now Quavo is bringing up him hitting Rihanna.
Well, and also calling Chris a cokehead, and then Chris bringing up Takeoff and saying, you know, if somebody doesn't step in here and figure this out, I'm hearing this button ringing.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And I'm hoping that Chris Brown and Quavo think better of it because they sat next to each other at a fashion show. And in Chris's Weakest Link record he put out, he says, you know, I ain't do anything at the fashion show because I don't want to mess with my money. Hopefully that continues to be the, let's not mess up the money and let's just stay away from each other. That's. Everybody ain't got to get along. Everybody ain't got to, you know, be friends and all that. But we also don't have to turn this into something where somebody gets hurt.
Right.
So.
Because when it gets physical, and then what? Nothing gets fixed. Doesn't mean anything.
No.
You know what I mean? Except everyone loses money. You're not allowed places. And it's just a hot mess. So.
See, in the Kendrick Drake situation, something will be resolved. We will resolve who is the real crown wearer. In this generation, that will be resolved.
But that's all like bragging rights. That's all it really is.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's different.
Yeah.
It's that feels like something we can measure and without somebody getting hurt. Chris Brown ain't even a rapper and he's rapping. Like, he's not even competing for the crown. He just want to rap. Just because he got beef right now. We have audio. Listen, play this Joe Biden audio. Let's have a listen here.
Okay.
We'll put tens of thousands of young people to work at the forefront of our climate resilience and energy future, clean energy future. Today, I'm proud to announce that Americans across the country can now apply to become the first members of the American Climate Corps. We're recruiting for over 2,000 positions in 36 states to start with, in Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, with many on the way. Just go to Climate Corps, as mentioned already, climatecorps.gov to apply. You'll get paid to fight climate change, learning how to install those solar panels, fight wildfires, rebuild wetlands, weatherize homes, and so much more that's going to protect the environment and build a clean energy economy.
Okay, that sounds good.
So the reason I played that during Congratulations, You Played Yourself was not because Joe Biden said anything I had a problem with.
Okay, I was waiting. I'm like, what's happening?
No, it was because you have someone in your house right now that needs a job. Somebody in your house, in your family, somewhere needs a job. The government just announced jobs. If they're not going to that website today, hit the button.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a lot of people would, the migrants is taking jobs. This one's taking jobs. DEI, blah-bitty, blah-blah, blam. Here's some jobs. And by the way, jobs to work on the future usually sound like jobs that may be around for a little bit.
Right, right, right. Sounds like training, something we need long term.
You know what I mean?
Sounds good to me.
You get the button if you're not applying for these jobs. I'm too old. My knees hurt. My back is bad.
Yourself.
No, my back is great, but my knees hurt. I'm old. Laura's back is bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Go get the jobs. So, Laura, what you got on the congrats today?
So just this one that's going to annoy you. So I just can't. Look, so in a bipartisan proposed bill, lawmakers in California would like to ban Clear. That's the security that you pay for at the airport to kind of like whisk you through the side. They're, according to Politico... Well, listen, Democrat Josh Newman and Republican Janet Wen believe that Clear lets wealthier people skip in front of passengers who have been waiting to be screened by TSA, and that this is unfair. What? It becomes a haves and have-not situation, and who could afford it? Ma'am and mister, what are we talking about? That's usually for people who fly frequently, who work.
It only costs like $100 a year.
Yes, and are you planning to ban global entry? You're planning to ban first class business?
You got to pay for that.
You got to pay for all of them. And while you're there, ban the $10 water. Why don't you?
Oh, Laura's on one. I like where you're going. I like where you're going.
But you know what I mean? Like, give him the button, man.
Facts. Congratulations.
Come
you played
on.
Yourself.
That's where I draw the line, you bro. I clear.
Well, y'all know Laura wanted me to break the law to skip the line before, so you know skipping the line is important to Laura Stiles.
But see, this because of this, I'm no longer breaking the law. No, I'm just kidding.
I respect
just kidding,
it.
Just
I
kidding,
respect
just
it.
Kidding,
even
kidding,
though,
yeah.
Come get her.
I just think this whole thing is. There's so many other things that y'all could be working on. This, give him the button.
Boom!
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Yo, we got Jay on the line.
Oh yeah.
Jay, good morning. What'd you want to say, man?
I want to say go Knicks. Good morning. I love y'all.
That's right.
You the man, bro.
There you go. That's right, because that's our team, right? That's our team right there.
That's our team, bro.
Our team.
That's right. Our team.
Yes.
You heard it. Go Jay. Go Knicks. Let's go to Laura on the line. We got somebody named Laura on the line. It's time. Laura, what you want to say?
Go New York.
That's right.
Hey.
That's right.
Come lately. I've been a Knicks fan since 1984. Don't come
us
up
too.
Here.
So is Ebro. Oh. Wow.
Yo, Laura, I'm good to be a Knicks fan, right?
You could be a Knicks fan because I love you. Sam.
Yeah. Yo, Juanito, stop hating. Hit Juanito with the button. You see me. Go New York. Go New York. Go.
Oh, my God.
He's always instigating that.
You played yourself.
Yo, Laura, thank you. You're playing yourself. You're not hyped for the Knicks today.
It's a good day.
It's a good day for the Knicks faithful. Up 2-0 over Philly. Now go back to Philly. I suspect Philly's going to get one down there in Philly.
That's right.
But going down there up two games, wow. Now, congratulations, you played yourself to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, man.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
We're up 20. Laura, LeBron and them are nowhere near going to win this series. Nobody thought that. That was not a thought that people had. But it was one of those like, yo, if LeBron can put something together, this will put him into a different type of GOAT status.
Okay, sure. Okay.
All that. Bruh, they was up 20 in Denver in hostile territory and lost at the buzzer.
Oh, my God.
Cool J. The Denver Nuggets completed a 20-point comeback.
Damn.
And Jamal Murray, a short mid-range jumper at the buzzer, bro.
Wow.
Ribbit. Wow. Yo, listen, we'll open the lines back up for the Knicks faithful, you know what I'm saying? Get a little energized this morning. And I'm thinking now, guys, this is a real thing now. You know, because Issa's a Knicks fan. Her grandfather's a Knicks fan. He's an old Harlem head.
Okay, so they're originals.
Yeah. She's a Knicks fan. That's her team. And so she's very annoyed that I'm like, yo, my Knicks. She's like, your Knicks? What?
Oh, wow, man. Even in your own household.
Yo, she's like, what? But I'm thinking, you know, Selassie gonna need a team, man. And the way the Knicks are trending, listen, I never assign fandom to my children that could plague them. Like, for instance, I didn't encourage my children to be Raiders fans. I didn't put that on them. I don't believe in that. I let them pick their own I let Issa pick her own basketball, and I assigned her the Yankees. I was like, you're going to root for the Yankees, and we're going to go to Yankees baseball games because I want you to have a decent life.
Right.
Right, so Selassie, I think, is going to be all right with the Knicks trending in the right way. Her big sister's a Knicks fan.
That's right.
That's where all this Go New York for me is coming from, too. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Making sure my kids is aligned with the right programs.
The right way.
The right way.
The right team.
The right team. Happy Passover, everybody. Go New York. Go Knicks. And go get them jobs, too, people. Please. That's serious business. Look it up. Joe Biden and them announced jobs yesterday for installing solar, for learning how to do green energy. They say there's opening up 2,000 jobs right now across the country. Go get the jobs, man. Also, I want to update y'all on the cannabis in New York State. There's been some new things. We'll do that in about 10 minutes. We also Beat the Buzzer. You want to get paid. And Laura told me we have what tickets to go with Beat the Buzzer?
Oh, man. Not only are we giving away money, but we got tickets to Summer Jam. So we're hooking you up today. Keep it
Cast locked. One, 97 minutes, commercial free. Good morning, everybody.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Chef G is home, baby. Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, celebrity host Ice Spice and A Boogie. Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.
Just for me.
I always, when I hear this song, I'm thinking like she should just use it to diss somebody. You know when people be talking?
Yeah, what do you mean?
And she just goes, nobody knows you. Shut the F up. That's why I feel like when I'm on social media and people trying to come with their opinions. Nobody knows you.
The bots.
Bruh. And you know I like arguing with nobodies.
Oh, God.
It's my thing. Call right now. It's time to beat the buzzer. But first, we get to DJ John.
Yeah. Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny. Yo, John, talk about our Knicks, man.
Listen, DiVincenzo
Bang for three last night. It was an amazing, crazy night. Listen.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was definitely a defining moment in the Knicks organization. Because, you know, Ibra's all about the Knicks organization and the Knicks fandom.
Yeah, Knicks fans is where it's at, baby.
Damn, John. You gave up that easy? You done fighting against Ibra?
Listen, man.
Jumping on your bandwagon, listen, bro?
There's so many people in New York City that came to visit and watch the Knicks game and celebrate last night. Listen, everyone come through. Bandwagons, come
open
on.
Arms. Look at you.
It's all love.
Look at this.
Full of love.
It's all love. Full of love.
Full of love.
Well, the next game is will be what's today?
Thursday.
Today it'll be Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday in night
Philly.
In Philly.
We'll see, man. We'll see how it goes.
Come on, man.
Come on with it.
Yo, I was looking over the stat line, man. The box scores and all of these things. Yo, Philly put up more points than the Knicks in the fourth period last night. But the Knicks still pulled it out. Pause.
We had a strong third quarter.
No, Philly put up 27. The Knicks put up 25. But the fact that the Knicks had beat them really nicely in the third was the difference maker. And then, obviously, you talked about the dagger. And those offensive rebounds there at the close. Hartenstein putting in work.
Hartenstein, Hart, McBride. It's a good feel.
Yo, and it's amazing that other people are rising to the occasion when Brunson's a little off. He's been a little off the last couple of games because obviously they're focused on him and forcing the rest of the team
to step up.
There you go, Juancho. There you go, Juancho. Now, Juanito, why are people switching to baseball? Listen to this, Laura Stiles and family.
Okay.
Booing Aaron Judge.
Oh, because he has a little slow start.
We're booing Aaron Judge?
Why? And where?
Yeah, why? Why?
Because maybe he's not playing too well. I don't know. I'm just hearing about it.
And this early in the season, you got
to
give
him. Yo, hit
him
the button to any Yankee fan that fixed their vocal cords.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So he struck out four times in the game, King Lou. He's starting off slow.
Watch your mouth, King Lou. We're booing now?
That's what we're doing?
That's what New York does. They turn on you quick.
No.
Yep.
Guys, it's not... Bruh, it's not even August. It's so early in the season. Like, what are we talking about?
I don't understand it, man. I understand you're going to boo the Mets. I totally understand that. But the
Aaron Judge? Laura.
I'm just looking
at it. In the NBA, they play 84 games, okay?
He'll be fine.
And that's a lot.
They play double the amount, Laura Stiles. They haven't even... Have they even played 20 games in the majors yet?
Close.
And you're... There's 140 baseball games left, people.
They want to keep him on his toes.
So wait, you're siding with these savages?
No.
What?
I know.
What?
Listen, man, if you didn't know, Yankee fans are jerks, bro.
I don't know if I can assign this behavior to my youngest, Selassie. This is not good behavior.
You got to be an animal to be a Yankee fan.
It's not good behavior. Yeah, I heard her. And also, Aaron Boone getting kicked out yesterday was ridiculous.
That was hilarious.
It was funny, though.
Because the fan made some noise in the background.
And the ump thought it was Aaron Boone and kicked Aaron Boone out. And Boone was like, I didn't say anything. He was like, whoever said it, you're out of here. Wow. Yo, it's pretty ridiculous. There's going to be some repercussions and consequences for that, though. Wow. That ump got to pull it together, bro. Like, you got to pull it together. On the line. Who's on the line to get at this beat the buzzer situation?
Jessica.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, everyone. I love you guys. Thank you.
We love you, too. Where are you calling us from?
Yes, Jessica.
Jersey City.
Hey, Jersey City in the building. Love Jersey City, man. A lot of changes over there, but great people, great area of the tri-state. Jessica, you know how to beat the buzzer?
Yes. I mean, if you want to help me, I'm open to it.
All right. Well, we're going to try. We're going to try to help out. It's only Tuesday. We got to keep that in mind. You know, they're going to start funny with the money. Let's go. Jessica is ready to beat the buzzer. Okay.
$135.
Mm-hmm.
$235.
$295.
All right, Jessica, now's the time. There you go. She stopped it on 295. Just let's, you know, get it. What was that? 300 and what was the next number?
$50.
50, okay, 295.
$420.
420.
$500.
Ooh, it's a five. Oh, man. Oh, but that's where it cut off at. So she was short by 200. But you got that 295.
I'm glad. 295 is yours.
295 is good. And Jessica, you got another prize. Tickets to Summer Jam.
Summer Jam.
Yes, thank you.
Doja Cat. Offset, Red Man, Method Man, Sexy Red. It's going down. David O is going to be on stage. Shout to Nigeria in the building. Africa's going to be deep in the building, I hope. It's going to be a great time. And Jessica from Jersey City, you will be there too. June 2nd, UBS Arena out there, Long Island. Hang on, Jessica. We got to get your info, get you paid, get you your tickets. And up next, Flashing Lights with Laura Stiles.
All right, guys. Coming up in the Flash and Light Report, Quavo comes for Chris Brown in a new response disc. We'll talk about it coming up.
This is not to be taken lightly here, people. Hey, beef in these streets, rap battles,
gotta find my trainer,
R&B singers.
Mitchell.
Yo, this thing come on still. This is the best record, though. You can say what you want.
Into the cold, all these for the street.
Yo, we was talking about jobs earlier. Biden announced that the federal government was rolling out jobs, you know, learning how to install solar and green jobs and all the plans for the future of the infrastructure of the nation. 2,000 jobs. Make sure you look for these jobs. But speaking of jobs here in the city, I was hearing that there were so many vacancies in city jobs that we haven't been able to meet performance targets in New York City. It is according to the comptroller. And they're pointing to several reasons, right? Inflexibility in working remotely and bureaucratic slowness and a tight labor market. 9 of the 15 city agencies have failed to meet immediate and short and long-term performance targets. So like 32% in the small business department. Department of Buildings, which enforces cities' construction codes, only met 43% of its job. 43%. Now, this is going to have long-term effects if y'all don't get where this... So, if somebody's not out here enforcing building codes...
Fam.
What does that mean long-term?
Things are going to start falling apart.
Department of Education has a 23% vacancy rate. Met only 17% of its targets.
Damn.
Department of Housing, Preservation, and Development met none of its targets.
None. Oh.
And has a 17% vacancy rate. So they have jobs that nobody wants. The city has bureaucratic and lethargic hiring process that makes it hard to quickly fill vacancies. For example, the city only recently lifted a rule that allowed an agency to hire one worker only after two have left.
Only after two have left. Okay. Sums up, man. People want to work, but...
No, people want to work, but listen, bro. Sometimes... bureaucracy gets in the way of getting things done more often than not.
That's
but funny. Yeah, we got to pay. The reason I'm covering this is because I'm looking for a story where they were talking about mechanics who fix city trucks. And Mayor Adams not hiring the person who's supposed to be managing the mechanics after 18 months. And so they have, like, broken down trucks. Like 60% of the trucks, the city trucks that, you know, city workers use to move around. I don't know which department it was in, but I was looking for that story.
60%. That number is crazy. 60%.
But now if you want to work, there's definitely jobs out here. I think people don't want these jobs, though. So don't be... Listen, man. These migrants want to work. I don't care how you feel about it. Be mad if you want to be mad. If it was up to me, I'd be ringing the bell. Like, listen, how can we fix the loophole so we can get these people that just arrived in America that want to work regardless of the circumstances? Get them some jobs. ASAP. Because I tell you what, Americans be bitching and moaning. That's going to stop. That's going to stop. It's jobs out here. We got a generation, couple of generations of complainers. Real talk. Call right now, 800-223-9797. Laura, coming up next, we're going to be taking calls. Laura had this first date question, which I thought was pretty interesting. What's the question exactly?
Wow. Okay, so we'll give props to the Shade Room because they actually posted it. And okay. Some of the responses I found really, really interesting and funny. Just the question is, what is a good first date question?
Okay, boom. Don't say anymore.
That's it.
So if you, I don't know if we have a lot of listeners who are still on the dating scene. I think this is more of a family show.
But still,
if you're out, if you're dating or back dating, what are some questions that you ask on a first date? We want to hear. And then we're also going to share with you some of the responses. But right now, let's go flashing lights. Laura Staff.
Lauren Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
Are you ready for the flashing lights? Lauren Styles can put us on.
Oh boy. The beef between Chris Brown and Quavo continues. Now, Quavo just released a new diss on YouTube called Over Hoes and Bitches. Now, Juanito, play a clip. It's a lot. You know, there's a lot of, I think they're going to have to edit a lot of these words. But let's see if you guys can hear a little bit.
Boogie, this is pull up, crash out about your bae.
Why you zip?
Look, just come dance, battle with my Drake. Brr. You been fluffed your bag up when you punch Re in the face. Tell my fashion week, you sparing who? Come punch me in my face. It ain't nothing but a fade. You know you lost a Frank. Boogie, drain in your house, tied up your aunt, cause you ain't paid. This bullet got your name. Don't ever bring up tape.
These bullets got your name. Don't ever bring up tape. Wait, Chris Brown lost to Frank Ocean in a fight? That's what he said. We don't know if it's real or not.
Frank Ocean. I don't know about that part. I don't like the last line.
No, you don't want that last line. I don't want that.
Yeah.
I'm okay if cats want to knuckle up, but I doubt that's what's going to happen. Chris Brown responded, Laura Styles, did you see this?
The screenshots on his IG stories calling it, what, Google Raps?
Google Raps. That ish is poo. Damn, I was excited. That ish don't even need a response. Take off rap better.
I know, but him...
See that last part?
He keeps bringing up Takeoff. It's just, that's his way of taunting him because he knows...
Well, and also, too, you know, part of this taunt was because people blame Quavo for Takeoff's, you know, untimely murder and death.
So, this is why we think that this can get out of control, and I hope it doesn't, but...
No, I mean, look, this definitely feels like a fight could happen. I hope that's it. I hope that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. But we will say, though, because as people discuss this battle while they're waiting for Kendrick, everyone pretty much, there was a lot. The internet was not messing with Quavo's response record. They were not. They were like, yeah, this ain't it. He didn't get a lot of positive response. But, you know, I don't like the bullet lines. I don't like any of that. So
it's uncomfortable. Now, Laura framed the response to Quavo's thing as, how did you frame it?
Man, I don't know. What did I say?
Not positive response online. Is that what you said? That's an understatement, people. That's an understatement.
Not positive. That's your Flash Alert report. It's a high of 62 degrees today. Alternate side parking is suspended for Passover.
In other news, President Trump sent out an email that said, tomorrow I could be thrown in jail. I hope this isn't goodbye.
Is that real?
I don't know. He's definitely on criminal trial. I don't know how it's going to play out. It's just getting started, to my knowledge. But you know he's gonna throw out an email, especially if it can raise some money.
Of course, of course, of course.
Get to that money. It's Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Good morning. WQHT HD1 FM New York Cast 1. Let's go. 97 minutes of commercial-free music. We got Jeremy and Anthony. We got first date questions. What are you guys asking on first dates out here? Plus, Beat the Buzzer and Summer Jam tickets coming this hour. Let's go.
You want me to pull up?
I'll come and slide by 8 p.m. and send a text to your DM.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Ebro, Lauren Rosenberg. Talking 97 minutes commercial music, Sunshine, and Laura has a dating question today. What is it, Laura?
Okay, so shout out to the Shade Room, because this was posted on there when they're asking, what is a good first date question? And I was like, all right, let me see what some of these responses were. The very first one with the most engagement had me laughing. Does anyone think they're in a relationship with you?
Yo, that's
my, a good one.
That was me back in the day.
Wow.
Because
you're single, right? Nobody thinks that they're in a relationship with you?
That's what I'm saying. Because you could ask, hey, are you currently dating anyone? But does anyone think they're in a relationship?
Yo, because that's a fact.
Wow.
Because those relationships where they're broken up, but as soon as the other person starts to get happy in a relationship, the ex want to come back around.
Bro.
And be like, listen, we need to talk. Can we just have one drinks one night? How come you're not returning my text? Yo, I ain't spoke to you in 2 months. Why are you texting me?
Facts.
Yeah, man. That's a really important one. I'm reading another one. There's anyone who would be upset that you're here with me right now. So it all ties, it all ties together. But there's a lot of people who are asking you, like, do you have a relationship with the Lord? Are you religious? Which
religion
is a fair question.
A big one for people, yeah.
Nobody asked, what's your credit score? Because we can't both have bad credit out here.
Yeah.
Wait, so well, you're going to ask I'm gonna deal with that when we first date?
I'm not doing that on first date.
Kaz, first date. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. I know it's been
Listen, my credit is trash. We can't both have bad credit. What are we doing out here?
I respect it. I usually wait. That usually waits a few months for me when they start trying to get serious. And then you're like, well, what's your credit, though? Because once we get serious, now we're talking about joining finances.
Wait, so does it matter to you if you find out, like, oh, my credit is trash? And then you're just like, wait, trash? How did you get to, like, a 300?
Yeah, I need to know what your habits are.
You gotta know.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the habits are worse.
Because you're not going to drag me down with you, and ultimately I'm going to end up breaking up with you because I'm not coming where you at.
Exactly. You're not going to waste all this time.
And I'm not just going to keep giving you money either. That ain't happening.
But first date, though. First date.
I'm not doing it on the first date. That's cash one.
What's your credit score?
I'm not doing it.
Listen, got to set the precedent out here.
Yeah, and there's, like, what's your relationship with your family like, with your parents? That's fair. I think those are pretty fair.
Oh, yeah. Relationship with parents is key. Because if somebody has a bad relationship with their parents, odds are they're not going to be too good at conflict resolution when it comes to dealing with the relationship.
Yeah.
Or they're going to have unresolved issues that they may throw into the relationship.
How about, you got any kids? What are we doing out here?
Well, that,
do you have children?
Kids seems, that's fair ground. I think for the ladies, if you're dating a dude, first date, it's fair to ask any kids you didn't expect maybe on the way anytime soon.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's fair game.
That's a fair one. That is a fair one. And then let me see. I wonder what people have, though, because I'm curious to see what people think are appropriate questions.
Let's go to HT on the line. HT, what are you asking on a first date?
First of all, good morning, my queen, Laura, Ebro, Rosenberg, and my partner, Shawnee Colchin. Good morning.
This guy's serious business on a first date. Dating him ain't good even fun. Morning. I can already hear it.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
I can already hear it. Feels like all a right, job Ebro. Interview dating you.
Nah, not a job interview. I'm an old head, OG. I'm a little older than you, Ebro.
I hear it in your voice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know. The first thing that I ask is where are you spiritually and mentally? On the first date, bro. I've been married for 31 years, Ebro.
Okay. Is that what you hit your wife with when you first met her?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am, my queen, Laura. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Wait, so when you first met your wife 31 years ago?
Yes, Ebro.
On the first date,
Ebro,
y'all was talking about spiritual miracle lyricals.
Yeah, most definitely. Because if you don't know where an individual is spiritually, that leads to other things down the line, like you just said in your questions. How many kids do you have?
Right.
What is your credit score? Where are your goals in 5 years? Where would you like to be in 5 years if we're going to be doing something?
I think you're onto something, too, because even, you know, that spirituality part, no matter what it is, also for me speaks to discipline.
Correct.
Right. It speaks to discipline. It speaks to priorities being in a certain place. So you're on to something, HT. I respect it.
I respect you too, and I always will. And hey, keep doing what y'all doing because I love y'all.
Yeah, man. I felt like I got a talking to this guy. This guy's serious.
I'm good people, bro.
I'm playing with you, man.
Much respect to the new baby, Selassie, man. May you and your wife and your sweet. Enjoy one another and grow with one another.
Thank you, HC. Aww. Thanks for your phone call. Let's go to Julie on the line. We're taking calls. The question is, first date. What is some of the most important questions you could ask on a first date, Julie?
So I would say, first off, well, good morning to everyone. But my question would be, how many kids do you take care of? Because it's a completely different question than how many kids do you have? And I wish I would have asked that question.
What happened to you?
Uh-oh.
I have my partner started with two kids, and now they're six because he takes care of six.
And what are the other four that got added to the equation?
Well, one was a stepkid. One is two are a possible.
He got spades kids, man. He got two and a possible?
This is crazy. Oh,
this is crazy, bro.
Yeah, I'm learning how to count.
Bruh.
Oh, wow.
Spades kids is
so
crazy.
How many kids do you take care of? That's the question.
Well, thank you, Julie.
That's a different answer.
Very insightful.
Wow, Julie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
First date questions is the convo. Jeremy, let's go to Jeremy. He's been on hold for a second. Jeremy, what's your first date question out here in these streets?
Good morning. Good morning. So,
good morning.
Well, y'all said it, but I was going to say, how is your relationship with your family, but specifically her pops?
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Okay.
That's a big one.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you this. For the fellas, if she has a bad relationship with her pops or no relationship with her pops, it could be telling in how she understands the male psyche or, you know, understands kind of what men are going through or even projects her own frustrations with men onto you because of her father's failures.
Yep. Yep. And then
and it's a case by case basis, though.
What'd you say, Jeremy?
I saw that post, and one of the craziest comments was someone asking, "Who you choosing, Chris Brown or Quavo?"
People won't stop. Yo, thanks, Jeremy. Thanks for your phone call.
Thank you.
Anthony's on the line. First date questions. We got a lot of calls on this. Anthony, what are you asking people? Good morning. Turn your radio down, please, sir.
Thank you.
What are you asking people on a first date, man? Thanks for joining the program.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. On the first date, I usually ask two questions. One, what is family to you? Because, you know, everybody has their own definition of family and what it means to them. And the second would be, how do they deal slash cope with stressful situations?
And when you ask about
stress,
yeah, when you're asking people about stress, what are you looking for in the answer?
Really, it's not really about what, like, it is about what they say, but it's more about their body language when it comes to it, just because I feel like stress is one of those things that a lot of people are able to push under the rug and let it accumulate until it turns into something else that is not.
Woo, you spin bars, man. Laura, you might want to sign Anthony up to be a guru. He's spin bars right now.
That's a good one, Anthony.
Stress management and how people deal with it. Thank you, Anthony.
That's a really good question.
No, it's a really great question. Really great question. Because people start to panic under stress. They project their stress onto you. They start to exhibit toxic behavior because they don't know how to manage it. Or they've had a lot of stress and trauma and triggers and things like that, that like Anthony articulated, they swept under the rug. And then something stressful happens and it all starts to come out.
Yeah, that's really important.
We have Lauren. Lauren online. Lauren. What were we going to say, Laura?
No, because I like Mike's question too, but let's talk to Lauren. Good morning, Lauren.
Go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. My first question would be, are you emotionally available to actually be dated?
Ooh. Because there's people out here who are still held up on their old things, right? They want their old thing back, but they're out here dating.
They're on their old thing, but then they are just lonely or they have issues. They need to see a therapist. They have mommy issues, daddy issues, life issues that they need to unpack on somebody else. And they get into a relationship thinking that it's going to fix everything, and it's not.
Balls.
Lauren, how many of them are going to say, no, I'm not emotionally available?
You'd be surprised how many people, most people don't say that they're not. But when you start talking to them, you kind of see it in the things that you know, ask them. If you ask the right questions and like the feeler questions or the leading questions, you know. And then you're like, wait, you have a lot of issues. Or when they start talking about, like, baby mamas and, you know, oh, she did this and she did that. It's like, but what was your play in that?
How did you contribute
to
that?
The right questions. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yo, man, listen, I love our listeners, man. We got some smart people out here.
Pretty good ones, yeah.
Some really great stuff. You said you wanted to go to Mike. Thank you, Julie.
Yeah, Mike.
I mean, Lauren. That was Lauren.
Yeah, that was Lauren. But Mike, are you there? Okay, so this
is
your...
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Mike. Thank you for calling. I'm just curious. This is a first date question for you.
Now, well, I want to say good morning to you guys. Good morning, Ebro. Good morning, Laura, Shawnee, Cass.
Good morning.
I'm an older guy. Mm-hmm. I'm a lot older than you guys. And I've been married for about 27 years. But
I'm concerned about being around forever. So my first big question would probably be, do you have any diseases? And I mean, I don't mean like, you know, like AIDS or whatever, but I mean diseases that would actually, you know, make our relationship a little worse, like, you know, like herpes and stuff, yeah, or like things that just stay with you, you know?
Like luggage.
Okay. Okay.
Nah, and then, you know, wow. I feel Mike on this. I don't know if I would be brave enough to get to this on a first date, though. I mean, obviously, obviously, if we're going to lay it down and get to the get downs, you know, I got some questions. But it's just like a first date, we sitting down getting to know each other. Because I don't expect to get draws on a first date. Like, I don't think I've ever had that expectation unless there's been, like, a bunch of conversations leading into the first meeting that would have me feeling like we have a level of comfort. But and that's different than, like, you know, you stumble across something in a club and y'all start tongue wrestling in a club and things go to the car. And then, you know, that's a different scenario. I'm thinking, like, a proper first, we sitting down having a convo date.
And that's why I was surprised. I'm like, wow, do you have any life-threatening diseases? Or do you have it? You know what I mean? Like, that's heavy for the first day. But I understand where you're coming from, Mike. Everyone is different. And I get it. I get it. I just don't know if I would ask that right away. Like, very, very first day.
Let's go to William. Here we go. I knew this was going to happen. Oh, William.
What's up, bro? What's up, everyone? Good morning.
don't what's up me with your little question here trying to turn this upside down.
I got two questions, actually.
All right, let's hear your first date question, William. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm only doing this because I experienced it one time, and, you know, it is what it is. And I know everyone is all about what they want to do in life, and I respect that. But with today's, you know, filters and makeup and, you know, contouring and all this stuff, I just think it's important that people disclose on the first date, like, what their orientation is, what they're into.
Oh, man.
You know, if they got certain parts or not.
So you want to know, wow, you went out on a date and somebody wasn't what they seemed. It was more than meets the eye.
It didn't even make it that far. It was on through messaging.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then, you know, as it got towards closer to the date, they're just like, hey, I want to let you know that, you know, I'm not what it seems to be. Is that okay? And for me, I have no problem. You live your life how you want to live, but for me, it's just not my cup of tea, you know?
That's right.
And that's
right.
Okay. And that's okay, yeah.
It sounds like you handled it well. What did you say, Wood?
Yeah.
I just say, hey, listen, you know, it was nice talking to you. Nice, you know, nice to meet you and in the app world. And, you know, just good luck with everything. And that's it.
Oh, I think you handled it well.
That was clean.
I think you handled it well, William.
William did good.
Yeah, because, you know, I respect everyone. It's just, you know, I don't want to have one of those LL Cool J moments.
William.
Nah, you don't want that, bro. If that's not what you into, you don't want to get hit with the LLJ Cool J.
No, he handled it well.
It would have definitely been a ridiculous. The gurus are next, man. We appreciate all your calls. Lynn, we didn't get to you. Who else did we miss?
Helen, a lot of people wanted to Cleveland. Chime in.
Nah, first day questions was ringing off. Hot topic out here. Cash 197 minutes commercial free. Your chance to beat the buzzers coming in 10 minutes right after the gurus, which are next.
Kissing at home.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, we celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stahl.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
Give Jah all the thanks and praise. Blessings to everyone today on a beautiful Tuesday morning. You got Ebro, Laura Rosenberg, and Cast One, Juanito, Shani Culture, King Louie, Rasan, Griff, the whole team.
Shout
to Kelvin, too, out here grinding it out.
Kelvin.
Yes, Kelvin.
Remember? Do you guys realize that we have the most multicultural morning show in the country?
We do.
We're bilingual.
You know, a lot of... When I tell people, they're like, wait, what? A lot of people don't. They're like, I didn't know that. We're very, very multicultural.
Right.
But it's pretty remarkable that people don't even process it that way. We have we have Muslims, Christians, Jews on this program. Non-denominational.
We need one more to make the cipher complete.
Oh.
What you mean?
We need an Asian compartment.
We do need our Asian component slipping. Yeah. Our department, our Asian. We need to represent the Hindu contingent too.
Yeah.
Caswin and I often visit, and we love, but we are not.
Let's try to make that happen.
Yeah, but anyway. We need that Southeast Asian love for sure. For sure, we need it. But yeah, we're also trilingual. I try to say things that make sense. Juanito tries to say things that make sense.
We try.
Yo, Ebro, why producer Griff said my great grandma was from India, bro?
That don't count. Get out of here, bro.
That don't count.
Hold on, man.
Funny.
LLJ,
cool, Jay.
Yo, let's get to the gurus.
Let's go.
Hey, yo, it's time for the gurus, Shani Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
Ebro's.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Where the gurus unite to shine the light on your darkness. Now, let me burn the sage because our guru brother, Shani Culture, is out there healing right now. He's out there healing the world and his family.
What's right? Flutes?
Yeah, give me some flutes. Let me hop on
this. Rosenberg's out here passing it over.
He's passing over. I mean, no, he's passing over. Is it Seder tonight or was it yesterday?
I think it was last night with Seder's.
All right. So it is I am here with you, but, you know, there's a lot of non-gurus that can join today. So here we go to our emails. Dear Guru Familia, I'm a returning seeker of wisdom. I wrote to the gurus a few years back seeking guidance on how to break out of depression and regain my confidence. Since then, I lost 50 pounds. I got into a stable work environment and my finances are in better order.
Love it.
The issue is, I got into a toxic relationship after the weight loss.
I had
to deal with this through it for the better part of the year. A lot of manipulative behavior. I was out for a few drinks with friends and I bumped into my ex. And I acted like we were in a good place, but one drink led to another and woke up with her in my bedside. Now she feels that the door is back open. And in all honestly, guys, it was a drunken mistake. How do I approach the situation? As she has issues herself, and I feel at fault for peeking through temptation. Sorry for the long letter. I also think Ebro's life of wisdom, marriage, and new life, baby Selassie, warrant Ebro officially to be added to the gurus. Chill out, my G.
Whoa.
Shani be walking the line of non-guru behavior, and I ask myself, why is Shani talking?
Oh, hey, oh wow.
Shani talking. Oh, my God. Love from Florida. Ebro, give me the butt for living in Florida. P.S. I'm leaving in December.
You played yourself.
Look, it's only a partial button for living in Florida because the weather's, magical.
Yes, the weather is beautiful, but I get
public
it.
Education system and other things.
Government, not so much.
Not so much. Not so much.
All right. Well, congratulations to you, by the way. He wrote to us and he made a big change in his life. 50 pounds is a big deal.
Facts.
And he said he got in a stable work environment and his finances are in better shape. So congratulations. You should definitely, we're going to give you a lot of love for that because that's a big, you know, big turnaround for you. So kudos to you.
But going back and smashing the X when you know it's problematic is a big button for you.
Yeah.
Big congratulations. Big. You played yourself.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Now, I get it, though. We've all been there. I get it. But now you got to lay down some boundaries. And,
you know,
I'm not a guru officially, but you know what I would say is, yo, the other night was great, but don't think this is leading to anything because it ain't.
Yeah, you said one drink led to another, so obviously that's what happened. But just, I think you should just be honest about what happened. Just be like, hey, we had a lot of fun, but just I'm not in a space to open the door to this relationship again. And honestly, you're in control. Just say no.
But why even tap dance around it, Laura Styles? Be like, yo, you know we don't get along like that. There's things right. about you I don't like. Like, yeah, okay, physically we got something jumping, but outside of that, we ain't got nothing that I want. Like,
I'm not mad at just being honest.
The sooner you can start being honest in your life, the happier you'll be.
He sounds like a nice guy, but he doesn't want to be the bad guy. Guess what? You got to have to be the bad guy this time, bro.
You're already the bad guy.
Jumping in the bed. So that's now right. You got to be the bad guy again.
Do bad things.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Be the villain.
You just got to be honest. And I don't necessarily think that makes... He's just being honest about where they're at. Because both of them, listen, one drink led to another. They both decided to jump in bed. It happened. But he can just say, hey, this is not for me.
Yeah, but what he didn't say this in the email. But what he's not saying is the reason they probably ran into each other in the first place is because she wants that old thing back. And he knew he was allowing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, oh, she still want to get with me. She wish we were still back together. Let me go ahead and tap real quick because I know she's going to let me because she hopes for more. That's the part he's not right.
Facts. And now he's blaming it on the alcohol. You knew what you were already doing, man. Bro. You knew what was happening here, man. You knew what it was. You're the villain,
but
bro.
I think, bottom line, just be honest, right? Just tell her how you feel. Tell her how do you feel. And listen, you've done a big change. Like, you've had a lot of successful changes in your life. Bro, don't get into a toxic relationship, bro. Don't do it. Just be honest about how you feel and tell her this ain't it, bro. And keep it moving. So say the guru.
Name. D-Bro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
French, no weakness. Remember weakness.
Yo, he's
now, if you want
Shawnee
me to pipe it down every now and then,
don't do that. Do not do that.
That's what everybody else is doing. That's what's popular out here. Yo, call right now if you want to beat the buzzer and get money and Summer Jam tickets is up.
That's
right. Right here, right now. You can see Doja and Davido and Sexy Red and Red and Method Man. It's going to be a great show at the UBS Arena June 2nd, Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster right now if you want to cop them that way or beating the buzzer next. Laura Styles is also giving us the flashing lights.
Yeah, man. Coming up in the Flash and Lights report, Nicki Minaj, man, almost got hit in the face with an object while performing. Why do people do this? I'll let you know what she did coming up in the Flash and Lights report.
Also, after 9 o'clock, if you want to keep joining us for some more convo, we have the live After We Go Live program show that happens on the Hot 97 YouTube. And last week, we was digging in on the Drake and Kendrick thing. This week, we got to dig into this Quavo, Chris Brown. We're going to break that down. Also, we're going to get into some conversation about the updates on the cannabis regulations in New York City. You know there's over 100 stores open in New York State right now?
Yeah, there's a lot.
Also, the illegal ones, they're going to start putting padlocks on the doors.
What?
Whoa. So if you see in a lot of these shops in your neighborhood and they don't have their license really displayed, they coming to confiscate the herbs and put a padlock on the door. The governor's involved in this too. So we'll be getting into breaking that stuff down too after 9 o'clock on the YouTubes on the live After the Live program show. K97. Cast 197 minutes, commercial free.
Working on a weekend like usual. Way off in the deep end like usual.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Mr. C, Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles, 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now, this offer ends at midnight on Sunday, tickets at Ticketmaster.com, oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
We're having Chris Alexander from the Office of Cannabis Management on the program after 9. If you join us in the show after the show, program show thingamajig on the YouTube. So we'll go live with him. And if you're jumping in, you can ask questions. And we can ask him some direct questions because he's working with the state and established the current regulations, or worked with the state to establish the current regulations and the rollout of licenses, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm sure he's been in the hot seat a lot. Now, y'all know I sit on the what they call the cannabis advisory board for the state.
You do.
So I'm in these meetings too. The only reason I accepted it was because I was interested in making sure that when they started collecting these tax dollars from all of these retail locations, that the money actually gets back to the communities that have been most damaged by drug policy in this state. Because I want to be at the table when they decide to start giving out the money. The money's obviously going to go to organizations that serve communities, but I want to make sure it gets to the right communities. Because that's where things usually go left. In creating sustainable funding for communities that literally had households, men yanked out of households, sons, brothers yanked out of families because of marijuana.
Yeah.
And now it's legal, and y'all not gonna make sure this new money gets back into those communities? So we gotta pay attention to this.
Right, exactly.
And I've been saying publicly for a while at these meetings, y'all know how I talk. So I'll be in these meetings like, yo, y'all know they're going to try to set us up to rewrite the laws as soon as it's money time to, you know, the money's time to be distributed to communities. Y'all know that, right? They're going to figure out a way to jam it up, slow it down, so that somebody like myself or other individuals that are sitting there ain't there. They're going to try to then vote on some new policy, change some things around. That's why I thought they were dragging their feet to lock down all of these illegal shops. You know how crazy it is? You know how crazy it is?
It's crazy.
That the NYPD, the police department, walks by marijuana facilities that don't have licenses and nothing happens? And yo, you can't sell food. I can't sell you a hot dog without the proper permit.
And then it's crazy difficult if you have a license to set up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just learned a lot of this because I actually DJed at one of my friends. They have a dispensary in White Plains. Shout out to Cannabis Realm. You know, two young men from uptown.
Yeah.
Getting it popping legally with their licenses and everything. Right. And
it takes time. It's hard. It's not easy.
Yeah, it took them years. This weekend was the first time they were able to open their doors legally. And meanwhile, everybody's just popping up. It's crazy.
I've been saying this publicly. I think it's a political play from the police department, the mayor, to make it look like this marijuana thing is out of control. So that they can then blame the people who set up the way the licenses have rolled out. So that they can then remove the people. Because the people who set up the licenses, and we're going to have Chris Alexander from the Office of Cannabis Management on, they set up the licenses so that the big marijuana companies couldn't come take the commerce away from the mom and pop shops in New York State and New York City.
Right.
So it was on purpose made slow, on purpose, so that they were meticulous in rolling out licenses. But they did it so that the big marijuana companies that are publicly traded wherever couldn't swoop in New York State. But what do we normally see in New York State and New York City when it comes to commerce and big money? The big dog real estate companies, the big pharmaceutical companies swoop in and take out the mom and pops because they're slipping money, taking care of campaign financing and taking care of all this stuff on the underbelly. So in my brain, I'm watching all these illegal shops going, yo, they're setting this up on purpose so that they can blame the Office of Cannabis Management, right? Meanwhile, the Office of Cannabis Management doesn't have a police force or an enforcement arm to go shut down shops and put people in jail. The only people who could do that would be the cops. But they're not helping.
Wow.
So so then if they get to come in and re-finagle the policy and re-change this and that, not only will you have more big pharmaceutical, but where's the tax dot back to the tax dollars going back to the communities that need the help?
We'll see how this plays out.
I'm in there watching. I'm talking ish. It's all on record. So we'll get into that after 9 a.m. You join us on the YouTubes. We'll have Chris from the Office of Cannabis Management. Hopefully he can answer some of these questions for us. We got Brian on the phone right now. It's time to break the bank. Or excuse me, beat the buzzer.
Beat the buzzer.
Hey.
Come on, Griff.
Come on.
You know I'm like Ron. You know I'm like, what's your man's name? Ron Burgundy. If you write it down, I'm going to just read it how it's, you put break the bank, I'm reading break the bank. F you, San Diego.
All right, Brian, let's go. We're rooting for you.
All right, good morning. How you doing? Let's go.
Good, Brian. Thanks for joining us. Here we go. It's time. Make sure you say stop nice and loud, Brian. It's time for you to beat the buzzer.
Okay.
$100.
Ooh.
$155.
Uh-huh.
$295. $345.
What you doing, Brian?
$430.
Stop.
There it is.
Stop.
I was getting nervous. What was that, 445?
I was a little nervous myself. I didn't know where he was going.
400, what was that, 445, Juanito?
I think so. We gotta go back to the table.
We'll go back to the table, but okay. it's definitely over $400. Let's see what else you left on the table, Brian.
$560.
Okay.
There you go.
That was
pretty good, Brian.
You beat the buzzer, Brian. You're walking away with more than you showed up with. And thank you for listening, man. We appreciate you.
And you got tickets to Summer Jam.
There you go.
I didn't know that. I definitely
did. Yeah, no, it's great tickets, man. This year's a great show. David O, Doja Cat, Red and Meth, Sexy Red. It's gonna be a great party in there. Hang on, Brian. We got to get info so we can get you money and tickets. Everyone else, your next chance to win is coming at 12 noon. Keep it locked. Join us on YouTube next.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. Hot 97.
Yo, it's DJ Khaled. Hot 97 is number one for hip hop.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Top 97 Summit!
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Foreign, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire.